The must-knows, the must-haves, and a rundown of all Magic Valley events happening today. It's Day Prep with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.
First, the pandemic in numbers. Last night, our total statewide number of cases went up to 1,353, which is discouraging. We saw very little increase for a few days, but now that is an increase of 10% in confirmed cases here in the state of Idaho over the last 24 hours. And we sadly saw several increases in southern Idaho County case counts last night as well, with 446 cases now being reported in Blaine County. Some of the other big counties around the state before we get into the Magic Valley, 494 in Ada County, 139 in Canyon County, 42 in Kootenai County, and in southern Idaho, Twin Falls now reporting 70, which is an increase from 55 the day before. Wednesday night, when I pulled the report, we were at 55. Last night, we were at 70. Jerome is at 24 cases. That's an increase of 5. It was 19 on Wednesday night. Lincoln County now at 14. That's up a couple of cases. Cajun County sitting at 6. Gooding County at 5. Minidoka County at 4. Still only 1 in Camas County. There have so far been 24 COVID-19 related deaths in the state. 127 COVID positive patients have been hospitalized. Speaking of the number of Idaho COVID-19 cases and fatalities, the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation released new projection models on Wednesday that show Idaho will hit its coronavirus peak on April 14th, which is next Tuesday. They predict that on this day, the state will require 124 hospital beds and 24 ICU beds, which is a drastically smaller number than previously predicted. The state of Idaho currently has a total of just over 1,800 beds and 151 ICU beds available. So if this projection model is correct, at its peak, Idaho will only be utilizing about 20% of its resources, which is great news. The projection model assumes full social distancing through the end of May 2020. And as of today, we're not sure what Governor Little's plans are for next week when the state's 21-day stay-home order is set to expire, but this latest projection model suggests that social distancing and self-isolation measures that Idaho has taken have had a tremendously positive impact on COVID-19 in Idaho. And I don't want to jump the gun, but this suggests that if you have been following the rules, you owe yourself a pat on the back. As soon as we know what Governor Little plans on doing next week, we'll, of course, let you know. I would imagine that we'll see some sort of press conference announcement or something like that here in the coming days. The feds have announced that disbursement of the stimulus payments will begin next Wednesday. Those who selected to receive their tax refunds via direct deposit on their 2018 or 2019 taxes will receive their payments the fastest. Paper checks could take up to 20 weeks to arrive. Now, for those not required to file taxes in 2018 or 2019, the Treasury says they're working on setting up a website for those citizens to submit banking information. Particularly, there's a lot of senior citizens who didn't have to file, and so that's what that website is geared towards. Stimulus payments will be $1,200 per adult for those who filed single last year and whose gross adjusted income was $75,000 or less. And for those who filed married, if you had a household gross adjusted income of less than $150,000, you'll get that $1,200 per adult as well. Additionally, the stimulus payments will include $500 per child. Child payments will be based on the number of children you claimed on your taxes. For example, in my house, there are two adults and one child. We made less than $150,000 total last year, so our stimulus payment will be $2,900. A few quick reminders. Idaho Public Schools will remain on soft closure through the end of the school year unless your district school and health officials deem it safe for students to return to class this spring. In those cases, your district will make the decision and you will be notified. But for now, the plan is to continue home-based learning through the end of May and return to the classroom in the fall. On that note, PMT offering 30 days of free internet to families within the PMT service area who have children in grades K through 12 and who do not have internet access during the school closures. This will ensure that our children in the Magic Valley can stay up to date on their learning. To sign up, call PMT at either 208-436-7151 or 208-878-7151. Idaho's May 19th primary election will not be delayed, but there will not be polling places. The election will take place by mail exclusively. If you wish to vote, you must request an absentee ballot. To request one, I have the page where you request it linked under the Brock of the Morning links at hot100now.com. So go there, request your ballot, make your voice heard. And those deadline extension reminders for taxes, driver's licenses, vehicle registration, things like that, you now have until July 15th to file and pay your federal taxes. You have until June 15th to file and pay your Idaho taxes. And if your driver's license or vehicle registration expires between March 1st and May 31st, those expiration dates have been automatically extended to June 30th. Furthermore, if you're over the age of 65, that driver's license, that vehicle registration, the expiration has automatically be extended to July 30th. If you have any information on closures, businesses, public offices, or otherwise, let me know. You can send that info on the Hot 100 FM Facebook page, facebook.com/Hot100Now, or you can email me, Brock, B-R-O-C, at Hot100Now.com.
It's Day Prep, everything you need to know to start off your day the right way with Brock in the Morning on Hot 100 FM.